This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are being warned to watch for what could be a troublesome mix of snow, ice, and sleet from West Virginia to Vermont. This big storm traveling across the nation is whacking the Midwest and the South as it travels northeast. Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
Pockets of moderate to heavy snow with strong winds out across the northern and central plains, with pockets of a wintry mix as well across the upper Midwest. And further to the south, yeah, we've had severe weather develop out across the lower Mississippi Valley, and that includes both severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and heavy rain that have impacted portions of Louisiana and Mississippi.
In fact, two people died in Louisiana in the Keithville area, a young boy and his mother. In Texas, dozens of homes have been damaged by thunderstorms. Some flights out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area airports have been delayed or canceled. Ukraine's President Zelensky has been pressing Western leaders to give him more advanced weapons to fight off Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest on the action there.
Ukraine's presidential office says at least one civilian was killed and three others injured in Ukraine over the past 24-hour period, and sustained fighting continues. Ukraine says over the same period, Russian forces launched strikes on 10 regions in central and southeastern Ukraine and intensified fighting in the eastern Donetsk region, the epicenter over the past few weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine says 64 Ukrainian soldiers and a U.S. national living in Ukraine were released in the latest prisoner swap between Kyiv and Moscow. Ukraine identifying the American as Suwedi Murakezi. No details. A security guard's died after falling at a World Cup stadium in Qatar. This is AP News. The AP's Jennifer King reports now on a call from Florida's Republican governor for an investigation into what he calls any and all wrongdoing with respect to COVID vaccines.
Governor Ron DeSantis, who has often spoken against vaccine mandates, is taking aim at vaccine makers. At a health roundtable that included prominent opponents of lockdowns, mandates, and child vaccinations on Tuesday, he said it's illegal to misrepresent the efficacy of a drug in Florida. He's petitioning the state Supreme Court to convene a grand jury to look into, quote, any and all wrongdoing, unquote, with respect to the COVID-19 vaccines and potential side effects. The grand jury request argues that pharmaceutical companies had a financial interest in creating a climate in which people believed that getting a coronavirus vaccine would ensure they couldn't spread the virus to others. DeSantis did not offer specifics, but says the panel would aim to jog loose information. DeSantis says we'll be able to get the data whether they want to give it or not. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.